want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Tune in to hear an encouraging word by Pastor Cindy Daigle. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
As I was reading through that and understanding the sacrificial system originally, you could sacrifice two turtle doves, right? Two doves. If you were poor, so you didn't have a bull or you didn't have a sheep to offer, you could just offer a couple of turtle doves and that'd be fine. And Jesus said how cheap they were. Aren't two birds sold for a pence? They were very inexpensive. So anyone had the ability to get their redemption. Anyone. It didn't matter what your financial income was, in other words. You could just have, like the little widows might, and get two birds for it and make your sacrifice. So your redemption wasn't expensive for you, right? And then a person who was very rich, well, they'd have to come up with a bull. You know, somebody in the middle, they'd have to come up with a sheep, a lamb. But you could get your redemption for the price of two birds that are sold for a coin. Very inexpensive. Now, I thought that was really cool because God made it so that no one missed out. Everyone, according to their financial ability, was able to purchase their redemption. Now, here's the thing. It only lasted a year, so it's kind of like an installment plan. Every year, you had to come around and pay for your redemption. But when Jesus came, his cost was higher than anything ever, because there's only been one Son of God, only one. So his value is greater than anything that's ever been. His value against your little doves, against your bull, against your sheep, whatever you had to offer. I just thought it was interesting that God made it affordable for us. But no matter how affordable it was for us, it was insufficient. It wasn't enough. It wasn't according to your sin level. And I thought that was really cool because God never was about trying to say you're a worse sinner than the other one. He never was about that. He was about just you finding out that you're broken and you need redemption. Just you discovering that you don't in your nature obey the laws of God. That your nature is just really messed up, right? So your nature is in need of redemption, and it's very important to find that out. And then once you find that out, he made it affordable. So what really stuck out to me is he made it affordable to them under the Old Testament. But then in the New Testament, he paid it 100% and paid the highest debt that could ever be waged against heaven. So he made it so that the smallest debt would give you access. But then Christ was the highest payment, so the greatest debt, no matter what it is wiped out by one sacrifice, and it's no longer on an installment plan. Isn't that awesome? When you think about what God's done for us, we need to return to that. There was a song when I was a new believer, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation." How many of you sang that song way back? You know, when I sang it, it was what I wanted. That song just leaped in my spirit because I wanted that pure heart. I wanted that. How many of you recognized before you became a believer that your heart was not what it needed to be? It wasn't pure anymore. And you recognize the difference. Because I remember somebody asked me, "Why are you going to church and doing all this stuff?" One of my employers said, "Why are you going to church and reading your Bible and doing all that?" And this was my answer. I remember being little and my heart was right. I remember being little and my heart was pure, and it's not anymore, and I want that back. Only God can do that. No psychology, no counselor, no medication can do that. Only God can give you, create a clean, pure heart in me. Only God. He's the one who gave you the heart to begin with, and He's the one who can fix it. And by paying the highest debt that anyone could rack up against Almighty God, He paid it in abundant overflow, way beyond. No one can sin so much that their sin value would be greater than the price of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? And He made it accessible to us, no matter what we had to bring. Isn't it precious? I think we need to always entertain the presence of the Father. Recognize He's in the house. Recognize He's with you everywhere. That you abide in Him. That He abides in you. If we don't keep an eternal perspective, then we're going to allow ourselves to be playing with sin and racking up a sin debt. Yeah, it'll get paid. But what it does to your heart, it's not worth it. What it does inside of you, how filthy you feel, the guilt, the shame, it's just not worth it. If you will keep an eternal perspective, that right now I'm living in eternity. I don't need to wait till I die. I don't wait till I die to become an eternal being. Say it with me. I am an eternal being. I'm going to live eternally somewhere. So I'm living it now. I'm living parallel with my destiny right now. I'm living the way I'm going to live in heaven. When? Now. That means I'm a believer. And I believe God will do great and mighty things. I believe God will stop the rain if I ask Him to. I believe God will send the rain if I ask Him to, and it's in accordance with His will. I believe He'll heal. I believe He'll bless me. I believe that if I'm not in a physical financial blessing, I'm still blessed. I've still been given breath in my lungs and a mind that can think and a heart that can respond to a living, loving Savior. I'm blessed. And I get to be in His presence, meditating on His amazing, wondrous ways. He's so amazing. And He's laid all these beautiful hints. Even the way the scripture is, it's like it draws you in. It's not just a book beginning to end. It's just woven together for you to draw from and to discover. Things are linked together. One book links to another book. This author links to that author. This event links to that. And so you get to discover all those things while you're reading and being transformed. It's a beautiful book. And it's beautiful to let it intertwine in your life. God is so good, and He's in this room right now. And He wants to do amazing things in this moment. And He wants you to experience His glorious presence, to hear angelic voices even now. I can't tell you how many times during worship I've heard other voices singing, and it wasn't the ones on the platform, and it wasn't the ones in the service. They were angelic voices singing in harmony with us. You see, they let you know they're there because of the harmony. It's not every service. How many want to be in services like that? How many want to be in services where the glory of God fills the room and it's tangible, where people are impacted when they drive down the road? They can't help but look this way, and they don't know what's drawing them. It's the glory of God, right? It's the presence of the Lord. It's the love of the Father. It's something happening over there. Then it has to happen. We have to come into this house to worship our God, to meditate on Him, to think about what He is, who He is, what He's like, to encounter Him and expect to. He is in this place. Father, we're just delighted to be able to come into Your presence and that You travel with us. But here in this corporate time, when we come together as believers in unity, You want to do things, great and mighty things. We open our hearts We unveil the altar and we step into that place, Father, where you're real and everything else fades back. We rebuke the enemy and our own mind for constantly plaguing us with constant thoughts that distract us from the beauty of your countenance. We take every thought captive to the obedience of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for being Lord over our lives and not allowing us to just wander throughout life aimless and lost and abandoned like orphans. You've called us your sons and your daughters. You direct our steps. You give us great and mighty thoughts that are beyond our own ability, and yet we can comprehend them when we're dwelling with you. I thank you, Father, that you've given us a heart that breaks the bondages of self-centered thinking and causes us to love even total strangers, giving of ourselves, giving of our substance to people who have nothing to offer us because your love flows through us. I thank you for making us vessels, vessels that show honor to others who are weaker and who are stronger. Thank you, Father, that you equalize, but not in the way we think. I pray, Lord God, that as we meditate on your word today and the counsels of your heart are brought into our hearing, that they would light up by your Spirit and that they would be guideposts for today and tomorrow and ever forward to walk by your word and by your counsels, by your Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us. Right now, we bring our hearts into your presence to be examined by you. Clean us. Restore. In Jesus' name.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators, we know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.